overall morale, Coach?
Good. Good.
Do you have to do anything special with a team?
Yeah, you spend a lot of time talking to your football team, and it's a short week to do that. But we've had that opportunity in a couple of sessions, and, you know, it's an emotional thing. It's a lot of people don't understand how emotionally draining it is, especially when you lose. And so to get over that and get moving, but I think we're getting there.
Time to have more cornerback issues today. Yeah. Is that just piling on at this point? Or?
Kind of goes with the territory, doesn't it, this year? Yeah.
But, do you have any further info at all?
No, no, he's not. He was to come back here after all the tests. He's not back yet.
Tom, this isn't something about food poisoning.
No, I don't think so. Uh-uh.
Tom, you've been around, you know, when sometimes, you know, we ask you when one position gets hit, you know what I mean? Sometimes mm-hmm. it kind of goes. But that's a tough position to get hit at.
Yeah, it is. It's rare. It's rare. That, especially the way it's gone about. You know, it's really not been the hamstring groin issues or anything like that. So we're making progress along those lines, but this is a whole different ball game.
I know next man up and next guy's got to play and all that, but how capable do you think this corner?
Well, we got to go. There are guys that, you know, they obviously have been evaluated and they were next up, as you say, and they're here and we got to get them ready to go. Thought he moved around pretty good today. I was a little concerned, you know, being on turf and da-da-da, but thought he moved pretty good.
Would you even be willing to listen if they said he wasn't at this point?
What'd you say?
Tom, you mentioned JPP the other day. It wasn't quite as impactful against the Colts. Everybody keeps talking about when he's going to return to form, and everybody thinks that form is 16 and a half sacks. Is that mm-hmm. almost unfair to
12 would be nice, thanks.
Yeah.
But, no, I mean, he knows. He looks at it. You know, he's very explosive in practice and sometimes not as explosive in games. And we're trying like heck to work with his technique a little bit more to give him a little bit of an edge. And so that's basically where we are.
So you think it's mostly a technique thing, pretty much?
I think it is. I think, you know, sometimes he doesn't get the jump on the ball that I've seen him get. And so it kind of all goes together. I'm alarming that we're losing. I don't know anything about the points and whatever that is, but it's alarming. Anytime you lose, it's alarming.
The offense in the first drive of each game has not been very successful.
No, they haven't.
Is there a reason for that? Has there been any analysis given
to
that?
Well, to me, it's something different all the time, but, the way it shapes out is that it is what is considered the better plays coming off the practice week, and the quarterback is in agreement. And, we've missed some opportunities. Let's face it, the first eight plays the other day, there were a couple of opportunities there in the pass game that should have been taken advantage of, and we didn't get that done. But we keep working about it, and we've certainly been reminded about that fact. And, start fast is a term that we've used for pretty much this whole year, but we don't seem to grasp that. We don't seem to be able to get off to the start we're talking about.
You always say you've been reminded. What do you mean?
Each week, someone, you know, we keep every stat known to man, and we continue to focus on the fact that we don't start fast, and we haven't done anything with those first drives, and we haven't scored early. So that's what I mean.
How much thought have you given to getting Michael Cox more carries?
We had some issues. Some ideas, some thoughts about matching him up with some opportunities a week ago, and we'll continue that. We'll try to match some plays up with him.
You mentioned start fast as always being a mantra here. When you're in a place like Seattle, does that just ratchet it up even more in terms of the importance of that because of the, you know, the
crowd noise? Well, you
certainly
would like to do something to at least make people watch and keep quiet and watch the game instead of. But no, I'm not trying to be facetious about that. I'm just. Anytime. I don't care where it is. It's important. You know, we play in Dallas with 100,000 people, and you know, to get started, to get off to a good start is a positive thing.
Will that difficulties on that first drive, will that affect you at all when you win the toss or not? I mean, as far as, you know, will you be less aggressive?
Well, for a few weeks, I wanted we took the ball. We haven't won too many coin tosses, to be honest with you. I've also kept that chart. I'm looking for that guy that keeps calling it one way. But I don't think so. I think it'll probably be the same. You know, I'll probably refer back to the aggressive part of it.
Tom, when Richburg gets carted off the other night, it certainly did not look good. And then we come in here today, and he's out here looking like nothing's wrong. Is that?
He's good. Can I tell you?
You know, what's his status right now? And you expect?
I expect him to go. No, he was really probably 50% today, and I'm hoping to go inside and find out that he can do more tomorrow.
Is there any chance of Rashad this week?
You know, for the first time he had a chance to work in practice, and he took some scout squad reps, and he did pretty well. We'll find out what that's like inside.
Have you, with all the analysis you do, I mean, obviously the running game has gone the other way since he's been out. It's easy to say it's just him not being in there. I know you said the other day on the conference call it's blocking as well, but is there something, I mean, you know, how much are you missing him at this point, and
well,
what are
always,
you missing mostly?
You're always missing a quality player like that, you know, who finds a way to who's, first of all, a great worker, very positive, has a great effect on his teammates, and also has the ability. So, anytime you have a player of that magnitude and he's not in your lineup, you know, you're going to miss him.
One more question.
What is the challenge of playing in this building with as loud as it is, and does that amplify how?
Well, we've been there before, and we've played, you know, in front of that crowd and the noise level, et cetera, et cetera. And under a lot of circumstances, you remember a few years ago, games that came right down to the wire, that type of thing. But that's just one factor. Those 11 guys that are out there on the field are the other factor.